Joining me for a couple of moments to spend a few is West Kelowna Mayor Gordon Milsom. Sir, good morning to you. Moving day this weekend.
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, it's going to be moving day pretty well, actually, Phil, for most of the month of May. But we have occupancy, and our staff are, they're beginning to start moving. The boxes are being packed, and it's going to be quite a process, but we're looking forward to being in the new City Hall Library building.
So, this is a really delicate question for me. Brand new building, brand new offices. I have no idea which way or what I would see if I'm in the mayor's office looking out the window. But here's the first question, sir. Do you get a brand new desk to go with the brand new office, or are you taking your old desk with you?
I am getting a new desk.
Yes! As you well deserve, sir. Let's face it. The desk is only temporarily yours for as long as you would occupy the post of mayor. So, and then it will be handed off to somebody else. So I'm glad to hear you say, no, Phil, we decided that brand new City Hall, and we should put a brand new desk for myself as mayor and subsequently anybody else who would follow me. So is it a nice desk?
Oh, I would say it's going to be large enough. I don't need sort of a credenza. I just like to have a nice clean top where I can have my computer on it and some filing cabinets behind me. And so it'll suit me very well. And as you say, future mayors of our community for quite some time. And it's going to be wonderful to have some space. The office I have right now is a tiny one. It's going to be a huge difference. I can't wait to actually welcome our community and our visitors to our new City Hall. You know, a proper, functional City Hall where all of our staff are together. And all of our staff, you know, except for the public works guys, they'll be working in the operations yard, which where all their equipment is and whatnot. But we have staff in more than one location now throughout the community.
Right.
And we'll all be together. And, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have the MLA, MP in the building. Of course, the library is an equity partner. And also ICBC and Service BC are running pilot projects within the building as well, Phil.
You know, it strikes me, though, that you may have kind of rewritten the rule book by just a little bit. Only in the fact that the federal offices of the Kelowna West, Okanagan West MP is going to be in that building. MLA office will be in that building. So you're really sort of centralizing all of government under one roof. And quite frankly, I cannot think of any place that I've ever lived where that has been the reality of governance. And I don't know who turned the light bulb on, but I think whoever did, it was a good one.
Yeah, I agree. So when our residents need to come and have a chat with their MLA, and at the same time, they can come over and pay their utility bill. And also, if they want, they can take a book out from the library, if they still do that these days. I know a lot of people read online. But it's going to be a real civic community center, and it's going to be a wonderful arrangement for our community going forward. For many decades, the building is built to accommodate growth for several decades, and it's going to be a centerpiece of our community built.
Well, Mr. Mayor, you can be happy with the idea that you decided to incorporate the regional library in that building because trust me. I know Michael Neal from Mosaic Books down below. Today is Independent Bookstore Day, I guess, right across the country, celebrating small independent book retailers. And Michael assures me that for a while there, things were a little tenuous for that small, tiny, small town bookstore. You know, Heather Reisman and Chapters Indigo had risen up out of nowhere, and suddenly the great big book superstores were all over the place. Since then, some Chapters Indigos have been closed, and as Michael was telling me the other day, he said, Phil, we've never seen so many small independent book retailers, small bookstores opening up. So trust me, Mr. Mayor, people still are reading books, and they still like to have a library card in their wallet, and they still like to take books out from the library.
Yeah. I, for one, like to read a book. I, you know, hold a book in my hand, and I do enjoy reading. And so I don't, you know, have the online versions, and I do enjoy actually holding a book.
You have it? You don't have a Kindle, Mr. Mayor? You don't have a Kindle?
I enjoy just turning those pages over and slipping a bookmark in there and holding the book. That's maybe it's old school, but that's the way I like to read.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, a totally oblique or sideways subject, I guess, by a little bit. We had the housing minister on, Ravi Kalon, the other day, and he was talking about the objectives that have been set for housing starts, the amount of housing being developed in communities. I'm not sure you've received your target notice or your objective notice. Is the province overstepping here?
Well, when they come in and visit us, and they will, because we're part of the next 20 as far as the housing target program, they'll see that we have been progressive. You know, we've done our housing needs assessment. We've done our housing strategy. We've spent time with our community, with various stakeholders in updating our official community plan, which identifies land use designations to help develop the framework for future development. We know where we're going. I'd be surprised if they felt that we needed to make adjustments as far as our policy to look after future growth within our community. The area, when they do come, and we'll share the numbers, I'm confident that they'll believe that we can achieve those numbers, but I hope they come with the intent also of rolling up their sleeves and helping us with the non-market housing needs within our community. That's where we really need their help. Transitional subsidized housing, low-income housing, subsidized housing for our low-income seniors and our low-income families. And how about throwing in some Crown Mound forests? We don't have much land here for housing, subsidized housing. Those are the items I hope they also talk about. You know, aside from the number, like
All right.
Number is 326 units per year for the next 3 years. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. We're ready.
Mr. Mayor, well said. Very quickly, is there a date that's been set for that great big ribbon with the great big pair of scissors? And you cut through the big ribbon with the great big pair of scissors?
Well, we're looking at the summer, but we'll have the public in probably after the month of May. That's move in month, and our first council meeting hopefully is May 14th. We're moving the audio visual equipment over, but the celebration opening will be in the summer, Phil.
Gordon Milsom, Mayor, West Kelowna, thank you so much and congratulations. I hope you enjoy your new desk.